Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi.
Good morning to you all. In this week's parasha, Parshas Ki Tse, there are 74 mitzvahs. That's more than 10% of the Torah, so there's a lot to talk about. We'll talk about one of them. Rav Shach, when it came to these parashas, especially Kiseitze, he used to get very excited. He said there's a yisoid that we see here in Parashat Kiseitze that we don't see anywhere else. And the yisoid is that the Torah cares for every single person in every situation. Whatever situation a person is, the Torah is looking to care for him and make the best for him in that situation. We see by a soldier on the battlefield how the Torah cares. If somebody's scared, you shouldn't go to the battlefield. A chosen shouldn't go. Somebody bought a new house, a kerem. All different cases. You shouldn't go to the battlefield. The Torah is caring for a person. If you should go to the battlefield. Yorim and Averi should be yodoy. By Yifas Toya, a person can't control himself. The Torah is mati Yifas Toya. And even after being mati Yifas Toya, the Torah gives us rules. When you let her go, you have to be mechabot her. You can't just let her go. You have to give her covered. Even this Yifas Toya, the Torah is mechabed and looks after her. You can't just give her work. And Bechoy Pishnaim, the oldest boy, he normally has a harder sometimes. He's the oldest boy. The parents don't always have the right chinuch for the oldest boy. The Torah gives him Pishnaim. If somebody borrowed and he can't pay up, then the Shliach Bezin can come to get a mashkin. But he's not allowed to go in the house. He has to wait outside. The Torah is caring how a person, it's not comfortable for somebody to have a shliach bezin coming to the house. The Torah says you have to wait outside the house and he'll bring you the mashkin. We have a Shabbos Aveda. It's all different halachas of Shabbos Aveda. You find chickens, you have to feed them, you have to look after them. If it's not your kavod, you're part of them doing a Shabbos Aveda. It depends if the person was miyayish in all different cases. And also another mitzvah we find to give food to a worker in the field. If somebody's working for you in the field, make sure to look after him. He might be hungry. Give him some grapes. Give him some food wherever he's working for. And another one, I'll finish off with another one more we have, is the shovah chamoy, two animals together. The Torah doesn't want you to tie the two animals together because one might be eating, the other one's chewing the cud, and it'll make the other one feel upset. You see how the Torah is caring for every person in every situation. I'll share with you two small stories in this similar idea. There was a couple who went to Miron for Shabbos. This story I heard 2 months ago on the phone with Zilbushin. Yeah, I'll tell you the shayla. A couple went to Miron for Shabbos. And Moshe Shabbos, they wanted to go to Naharia to Reb David Abchatzera, like a 2.5 hour drive. I was able to be there once to get a bracha from Reb David. But the wife didn't really want to go to Reb David Abchatzera, the long schlep, Moshe Shabbos, to go all the way. And the husband very much wanted to go. So he made a deal, they made the pshara, they're going to wait for an hour by the corner. If they find a lift, they'll go. After an hour, if they don't get a lift, then they won't go. The husband promised 500 shekel if he gets a lift. The wife promised 180 shekel if she doesn't get a lift. She didn't want to go. Maisa, they waited the whole hour, and they didn't get a lift. So the husband said, if we don't get a lift, we're in Miron for Shabbos, let's go to Shimon ben Yochai, let's daven there before we go back in the morning. They went to the cave of Shimon ben Yochai, and who was there? David Abuchatzer. He came, Moitzeh Shabbos, with his gaboim to daven at Shimon ben Yochai. We see here our person, Hashem, Mama should look after him in the situation. She didn't want to go, he wanted to go. Maisa, they found David Abuchatzer by Miron. So Yitzhak Zivushin had the shayla, how much to give to Sokka? Because on the one hand, he promised 500 if he goes, and because he might say he did see with David Abachaseh, he didn't go, but he saw, she promised 180 if she doesn't go, how much to give to Sokka? That was a whole shayla, I'm not going into it now, but we see here how Hashem is looking after every person in every case. Another story I'll share with you, Rabbi Yashav, he used to be in the Rabbanot. Now anyway, once he was in the Rabbanot, a couple came to him, a Mizrahi couple, and said to him, can we have a get? Something looked a bit fishy to him. It didn't look right. So he said to them, it was on a Sunday. He said, come back on Tuesday. I'm busy now. Come back on Tuesday. They came back on Tuesday. Can we have a get? He looked at them and he said, come back on Friday. Came back on Friday and he said, sorry. He said to the husband, you're not the husband of this wife. He said to the wife, that's not your husband. So she said, how do you know? He said, you know something? I'm watching you. You come 3 times and you came with a dog. And every single time you came, the dog was just going around her. It was not going around him. And you obviously nothing to do. You obviously don't live together. If you live together, the dog would know both of you. The dog was only circling her. And therefore, you're not the husband of the lady. And obviously, she just brought with a random husband and a random man in order to get. And Saka, he didn't give her any get. She knew. She was trying to play a shtick. She wanted to get a get. Yasha worked it out. was Hashem gave Rabbi Yashav the right understanding to be able to give the make the right decision. You know, we're talking about something of a get, a chayav krisis, whatever. So we'd like to talk about the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Say a few halachas, and we're going to one of the kudas of Hashavas Aveda. Somebody sees Aveda v'Yisrael, which has got a simon. See, go down the street, you see Aveda v'Yisrael, you find the MP3, an umbrella, whatever it is. Aveda v'Yid, which has got a simon. And you malim aina mimani, you just turn around and say, as if you didn't see it, you're over on a loisase. Loisucha lisalim, you're not allowed to turn around for Hashav, you're not allowed to turn around. You're meant to return the Aveda and you're mevatel the mitzvah say. So even a lav and you're mevatel the mitzvah say. Now Aveda which doesn't have a simon, you see an Aveda on the street which doesn't have a simon, you're potter to pick it up because there would be no chiv hashava on such an Aveda because how would you give it back? There's no simon. So Aveda without a simon, you're potter to pick up the Aveda. Now the chiv hashava is even if the ba'alim are not looking for it, it could be the ba'alim don't even know they lost it. Hashava aveda is not only when somebody puts up a sign he lost something. If somebody lost something he doesn't even know about it, it's also chiv hashava aveda. Sometimes the person's not looking for it because he hasn't got the time to look for it, but it doesn't mean he's meyayish on what he lost. He still has hope on it. He just he hasn't got the time for it. Now what's the din if you're in the airport and you see a suitcase of a Yid lying there, you know it's a Yiddish suitcase, you can see a Yiddish suitcase, maybe I have a lulav sticking out, you see a Yiddish suitcase, are you mechuv to Hashavas Aveda? Because on the one hand, this person has insurance, the aircraft didn't put it on the flight, they put it on the wrong flight, so now he will get his money back from the insurance. So should the Chalkis Yaakov says, Avad is poshut, there's a Chiv Hashavas Aveda, just because he has insurance doesn't take away from the Chiv Hashavas Aveda, it still belongs to a Yid, it belongs to a Yid, it's nothing to do with you that he has insurance. Now, Hashavas Aveda, you only chayev to return something that is a Shava Pruta. It has to be worth something. Something which is not worth a Shava Pruta, a piece of paper lying on the floor and you know it belongs to someone, you're not mechuv to go and give it back. Now, what happens, which is very common, something that is a Shava Pruta is worth a lot to the person who lost it, but to anyone else, it's not worth anything. For example, a shoe. You find one random shoe on the street, for you it's not worth anything. But for the person who lost it, £80 a pair of shoes, it's worth nearly £80, one shoe. Or a lens of a glasses. You know, you find a lens of a glasses on the street. For you, it's not worth anything. Or a photo, family photo. All these things are not worth anything for the person who finds it, but the person who lost it, it's worth a lot. So, Yashav and Chazanish say, Poshut, Avada, Yechiv Hashav Saveda, because we look at the value of for the person who lost it. For him, it's worth a Shav Saveda, a lot more than that. It's priceless. So, if you find that any of these things, it's a Chiv Hashav Saveda. We have to work out how much it would be for the person who lost it, not what it looks like to you on the street. Once a Yid sent a letter to the Chofetz Chaim with a shayla, and inside he put a return letter with a stamp with 7 ruble. For whatever reason it was, the Chofetz Chaim did not return him an answer. 20 years later, the Chofetz Chaim met him and said to him, here's 7 ruble for the stamp you gave me 20 years ago, the return stamp. I never sent you a letter because I wasn't able to give you an answer, but the stamp, I want to pay you for the 20 ruble stamp. The Chofetz Chaim had it remembered to give this person the money for the stamp. Now there's halacha, by zakamein if you're not mechuv to do Hashavas Aveda. So if something you wouldn't do for yourself, let's say you see a pink teddy around the street or something that you wouldn't schlep for yourself, then you're not mechuv to go and pick that up to return it for someone else. So we keep it, and we dash in for the pasuk. V'salam to mehem, hoshiv tshivim lachicha, v'salam to mehem. So Rashi says, sometimes you're allowed to turn around and the Gemara dash and Zakarin, if you chavoid or a coin with Beisa Kvaros, he's not allowed to go in the Beisa Kvaros. So Rabbi Igos was once going on a journey and he had to stay overnight in an inn in a different town. And he knew that he had a very far relative there, but a relative in that town, an old lady, and he went straight away, as soon as he got to the inn, he was very tired, he went straight away, told everyone, I need to go and visit this lady. So they asked him, why can't she come to you? Why do you need to go all the way? What's the big rush? So he said it. He said, "Vashavas Aveda." It says, "Vesalam to mehem." And we dashen, "Pom shatam esalim zokavein lefi chavoidoi." It's not mechuyev, not mechuyev. However, Legabi, the pasuk in "Besorchal tesalim" to look after your relatives, we don't dashen, "Pom shatam esalim." "Besorchal tesalim," Chazal don't make this drasha, so therefore I'm going to go right now to look after my relative, to say hello to her. She's an Amona. Rekiv Igu went straight away to look after her. We see how Gedolim think. They think about other people. They're not just thinking about themselves. And there was no Petur of Zakhvin if you chavoidoi. So Rashi bring the Gemara Bob Matzia says with salam to mehem, pa'om shatim isalim, ki goin zakhim, ein lefi chavoidoi. Now, what's the din of a zakhim, ein lefi chavoidoi? He sees something on the street that he wouldn't do for someone else, for himself. It's an embarrassing thing to schlep. It might be a bike, a rav going around and schlepping a bike down the street is embarrassing. But is he allowed to? He wants to do the mitzvah of Shabbos every day. Is he allowed to do it? On the one hand, it's covered of Torah. The Torah patterns him because of it. It's a bizoyan for him. Is he allowed to go and do it? It's a machlokes v'shoinim. The Rosh holds it's also for him to be mezalzel in his covered of Torah. It's also for him to be mezalzel in himself to go and return this item. And the Rambam holds, if he wants to, it's mutter, it's not mechuyav, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. It's not mitzvah chiyuvis, it's not mechuyav, but it's kiyumis, it's optional. If he wants to do it, he'll get schar, like he's doing a mitzvah, he's not mechuyav to do the mitzvah. The Mechaba in Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rambam, that it's mutter to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, and the Ramah passes like the Rosh, that it's also to do the mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda, because it's a bizoyan, and the person is not allowed to be mevaz himself for Shabbos Aveda. And the Fidr Rosh, that Zakav Ein Lefi Chavoidah is also for him to mevaze himself, we can ask a bomba kasha. We find many, many times that Amoraim were mevaze themselves to do mitzvahs. We find the Gemara in Shabbos, or the Gemara brings a whole line of Amoraim that did all different things for covered Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Zeo Kavoidi Shemachabad is the Shabbos, brought in Mishnah Berurah, used to cut wood, bring water. How come, why is that allowed? Why are these Amoraim allowed to be able to do things for covered Shabbos? Why is there not a bizoyan in themselves? Rabbi and Rabbi Yisrael used to cut wood, brought in Shulchan Aruch, Erechaim, Simon Reish Nun. So what's the difference between covered Shabbos and Shabbos Aveda, both mitzvahs? And the Mishnah Berurah brings, Mehem Yilmet Kol Adam, V'lo Yoyim Eloi Efkem Lichvoidi. Don't say it's not for my cover to do a mitzvah. Ki Zeh Kvoidi Shemechavad Yisrael Shabbos. It's covered to Mechavad Shabbos. So what's the difference between covered Shabbos and Shabbos Aveda, that you can't be mezalzel in yourself? And Mishabu is Moisib also, even a choshe person should be mevaz himself, should do the gradual things for covered Shabbos, because that is his covered to mechaber the Shabbos. So we can be mechalik and say, maybe mitzvah bin odom lamokim, then a person is allowed to be mezalz himself, like covered Shabbos bin odom lamokim for Hashem, what don't we do for Hashem? A person is allowed to. But bin odom lachaveri, Shabbos Aveda, For that, maybe you can't. Because there's also a Gemara in Kedushin that Rav Nachman built a marker. The whole Gemara that Rav Nachman built a marker. How is he allowed to build a marker? So maybe, same thing. Covered a mokim. A marker is the mitzvah ben adam la mokim. So, Pashas, marker ben adam la mokim. I'm not sure. I saw the Achrayim put down ben adam la mokim. It's to stop people from falling. You can clear. This could be if you take on Mark as Benadon Lamokim, it'd be a nice answer. Shabbos Mark and Benadon Lamokim, and a Shabbos Aveda Benadon Lachaveri, that you wouldn't be allowed to be Mavazi yourself for Shabbos Aveda. However, this territory won't work. We have a Gemara in Ksuvah Staff Yuzayin Amad Alav. I'll go through the Gemara a few lines. Omar Olav Ali Rehuda Bar Eloi. He said on Rehuda Bar Eloi, Shay Yenotil Bad Shel Adas, who would take a Bad of Adasim, a stalk of Adasim. Miraculous in their color, he would dance in front of the color. But Oyma Kalinova Chasuda, and he would dance by the Chasna and see Kalinova Chasuda. Rav Shimon bar Rav Yitzchak, miraculous at last, he would make some shtick and dance on three fingers. Omri Bezerus, Rav Zerus told these Amorim, come Michsav Lon Saba, you're embarrassing yourself. And Rashi says, Michsav Lon Saba, you're the cover of the Torah, you're not allowed to do this. Mamash, what we're talking about here. Rav Zerus said, Michsav Lon Saba. The Gemara carries on, Kinoch Nafshe, when Rabbi Huda Bar Eloi was Nifta, Ifzik Amudah Dinura Bein Didei L'Kulei Alma. By the Levaya, there's a fire came out between, Mechitza, fire between him, the Mitter, and everyone else, which we don't have. The Gemara says, One person in a generation, either tree or dar, but it's a very rare thing that in a generation you can have the times of the Gemara that a fire, a mechitzah fire, would come out between the mitzvah, the mace, and the rest of the people. And here, by Ruda Bar Eloi, they had this fire that came out in, by the Levaya. Rav Zera said by the Levaya, the reason why this fire came out is because he was choize, he said, is because of the mitzvahs of Adasina, who danced by the Chosin Kala, and he was, says Rashi, because he was mevaz himself for Kobda Mitzvah, and this chos, he was zeicha to have this ish by him, by the Levaya. And Rav Zera, Gemara says, Rav Zera changed his mind. They have a forshak more hink sovas daf yudzayin that for ben adam lechaveri it's a mutter to be mezalz in yourself, and we even get schaf and we see the amazing thing what comes for it for ben adam lechaveri can be mezalz in himself. So hadra kushel educhte the feel the rosh, what is the difference between shavas aveda and chosin vekala Maka and Kavod Shabbos? Why, for those mitzvahs you are allowed to, and a zakav ein lefi chavoyde lefi the rosh is osa to invaz himself for shavas aveda. So the Bialacha says, oh, amazing. So the Bialacha says it's terrible. The Bialacha says, it all depends what are people seeing you doing. A Kavod Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, you're carrying around a huge pot going down the street. Everyone knows you're trolling for Shabbos. There's no thinking anything else. But on a Tuesday afternoon, you're carrying around the pot. If you find the pot on the street, no one's going to think it's Kavod Shabbos, so any reason behind it. A Mak, you see somebody on the roof building a Makah, you know it's because of a Makah. And you see straight away you're doing a mitzvah. So whenever it's clear that you're doing a mitzvah, then it's a mutter and it's a mitzvah to do it. And same bi'alacha brings to carry wood for your sukkah. If somebody see in the middle of the winter, you see somebody carrying wood, you won't put it to do with sukkahs. But a few days before sukkahs, carrying some panels down the street, that is covered. That is mamish covered mitzvah sukkah, and that would be that is the heter. This is the final answer. While the fila rosh, shavas aveda. It's not clear you're doing it for Shabbos Aveda, but Makah, Shabbos, or Sukkah, or any other mitzvah that is clear you're doing it for the mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah to Yelatim Rizalzin. It's not called a Zilzah because it's clear you're doing it for the mitzvah, and that is a cover to be Mechabad the mitzvah. Now there's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, Mozga Machlokes, the Rabbi and Rav Yosef, are Shema Aveda. Shema Aveda is somebody who finds an Aveda, he's at home, he's looking after the Aveda. What is he? Is he a Shem Chinam or is he a Shem Sacha? What's the nafkamina? Shem Chinam is not a chai for Gnevan Aveda. So if he doesn't do a Pshia, he locks his door and he has a robbery, it's taken away from him, a Shem Chinam is not a chai on Gnevan Aveda. However, Shem Sacha, he's got a higher level of Shmir and he's chai on Gnevan Aveda, he's pot on Oynes. So a Shem Aveda, what is he? So Pashas, Rabbi says in the Gemara, he's a Shem Chinam. Why should he be a Shem Sacha? Who is paying him to look after the Aveda? So Rabbi says he's a Shem Chinam. However, Rav Yosef says he's a Shem Sacha. Why is he a Shem Sacha? Because Bahia know that when he's looking after the Aveda, if a Meshulach knocks on his door, he doesn't need to give him that 50 pence voucher. He doesn't need to give him money because Oisu be mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah. He saved himself money that makes him a Shem Sacha, and now he's chayv and gnev in Aveda. What's the din now? We can ask the fila Rambam. We said the fila Rosh, a person, a zakav in lefi chavoyde, is not allowed to be mezalzin himself in a Shabbos Aveda. A zakav in lefi chavoyde is part of a Shabbos Aveda, and he's not allowed to be mezalzin himself. Now the fila Rambam that says a zakav in lefi chavoyde is mutter if he wants to give back the Aveda. He's allowed to. So it's a mitzvah kiyumis. He's not mechuyav. It's optional. If he wants to do the mitzvah, he's allowed to, the fila Rambam. Would he have the din? We paskin is a shema sacha. In this case also, a normal Shema Aveda is chayav to do a Shema Aveda. So when he's looking after the Aveda, he's mechuyav to look after the Aveda. A normal Shema Aveda, there's no reason why not. Therefore, he's a Shema Sacha. But in this case here, the Rambam, when a Zakav in the Chavoyda is optional, he's doing it because he wants to do it. Would he also be called a Shema Sacha? Would he be potter to answer the door when a Meshulach is knocking at the door? That's the Shaila. Or is he a mitzvah potter and a mitzvah, but on a mitzvah kiyumis? Would he be potter to answer the door?
Optional mitzvah.
Yeah.
So the moment he does takes the option, he's doing the mitzvah.
Oh, it's optional.
But once he's made
that decision,
he's now oisib mitzvah.
You say, will oisib mitzvah kiyumis pat himself a mitzvah chiyuvis? Giving stock is a chiyuvis. So this is the shayla. So lefi the Rambam, what would Rabbi Yosef, would he be a shema sacha, or maybe would he be a shema chinam? So this will be told in the Shaila on Oisli be mitzvah kiyumis, or you potter even with a mitzvah chiyuvis, which is what's happening over here. He's Oisli mitzvah kiyumis, and he's got a mitzvah chiyuvis, mshulach by the door, is he potter? So Tzlach in Brochus Tezayin Amad Beis, Tzlach asks, the Mishnah says, a choson is potter mikriyashma. So why, the Tzlach asks, why does the poskim not bring that when a choson is potter mikriyashma, we should make a chiluk? He's only potter mikriyashma when he hasn't yet got children, because he's doing a mitzvah approval. But if he's already been married and he's already had a family, and now he's getting married a second time, maybe he's showing me potter mikriyashma, because he's already had approval. It's a mitzvah kiyomis, it's optional to get married again, it's not chiyomis. So Tzlach says, from the fact that the poskim were mechalik, we see here that by a mitzvah kiyomis, and now it's a mitzvah kiyomis, he doesn't need to get married again. We see if a mitzvah kiyomis, he's potter from Krishma. So we see, obviously, the mitzvah kiyomis is potter mikrishma, which is a mitzvah kiyomis. The Tzlach takes on clearly in Brochus Tezayin that a mitzvah kiyomis patters you from mitzvah kiyomis. So here also by the Fidur Rambam, some that he would be a shemesachah because he didn't want, now that you're doing a mitzvah kiyomis, you're potter, and you become a shemesachah because you're potter to give money to the mishulach by the door. However, the Imik Brach is Cholik, and the Imik Brach gives a different answer. So, Imik Brach wants to say that maybe it's not called Kiyomis. He wants to go, maybe it's not called Kiyomis, a married second time, he wants to make a Chiluk. So, to come out of Machalik Sachroinim a bit, is a Mitzvah Kiyomis with a pattern for Mitzvah Chiyomis. Just to make a quick Sikum. We had Machalik is Vishonim, and Zakav Ein Fichavodah is the mutter to be Mezalz himself in Hashavah Saveda. The Rambam holds his mutter, and Mechaba passes like the Rambam, and the Rosh holds Zakav Ein Fichavodah is also to be Mezalz in his covered, and the Ramah passing like the Rosh. We ask the Kasha to feel the Rosh that you're also to Mezalz in the covered. What is the chiluk between covered Shabbos that you're allowed to do covered Shabbos? We see Amiram with cut wood, and Ramnachem built a marker. And we saw the dance by the Chassan the Kalev, with the Ba'iloi. And the Teretz of the Bialoch is, it depends if it looks like you're doing a mitzvah or not. If it's Nikki doing a mitzvah, it's mutter, like schlepping panels for a sukkah. But a Shabbos Aved in the middle of the week, just schlepping a pink teddy without or a bike down the street, it's not Nikki doing it for a mitzvah. And therefore the Rosh told us also to Mezalzel. We have the Shaila through the Rambam, is a person who does it comes to Shem Avida, is it comes to Shem Zohar, and Machlek Zachronim, whether Mitzvah Kiyumis, patterns for Mitzvah Kiyumis. I'd like to finish off with one or two small short stories. See, one story from the wife of the daughter of the Brisker of the wife of the Abezin of Brisk, she found something with no simon it. She took it home. It was like she found an axe. She took it home to her father and said, her father Biskirov and said, well, let's keep this axe. And her father knew that it belonged to the goy, she's security guard outside the town. And he recognized it and said, let's go and give it back. And they walked 20 minutes in the rain to give it back. And he was very, very spoiled. And he was mamash kiddush Hashem. And we see here how Gedolim, with the Ritz Zivushin, said that the Briskerov could have written another simon in the Briskerov in this 20 minutes, walking backwards and forwards, an hour. He gave up a simon in the Briskerov in order to give back this axe. We see here that Shabbos Aved is not just an optional mitzvah, something people sometimes degrade about. It's a mitzvah, one of the tiring mitzvahs. I saw a story brought down one of the Menachem Zeltzer books. There was a girl who got engaged, the friar girl who got engaged to a Buddha. So she came back to Eretz Yisrael to tell her family, and she had a brother who was a Baal Teshuva, and it was very painful for him that his sister is going to go marry a Buddha. So he begged her to change, but she wouldn't listen, she wasn't from. And he said to her, one thing I ask you, please come on, there's an Arachim, this Shabbos, you're here for Shabbos, and you're going to get married after Shabbos, just come for the first Rosh, that's all you come for. Maybe he hoped that she'll get some chizuk, maybe something will happen. However, the darshan of that drosha never turned up, and people were waiting. And this brother was very disturbing for him, because in a few minutes she's going to walk out, and nothing came out of this arachim. Darshan never stood up. However, a different Baal Teshuva got up. He said, "There's no one here," so he wants to say something by himself. And he decided he was this Baal Tshuva was learning a bit of Bava Mitzvah, and he started saying a few halachas on Hashavas Aveda. It's got a siman, it doesn't have a siman, a yiush, a zuti shel yom, you find it by the seaside, you can keep it, but if it's got a siman and the person's not miyash, you have to give it back. A few different halachas on Hashavas Aveda. And that's what he said, and then he went home. And the brother was very disturbed, because what chizuk can you come out with Hashavas Aveda? The mice what happened was that she went to America to get engaged. And one or two days before the chasana, she was going out with a buddha, and he found a wallet with a lot of money in it. And he said, no, let's keep it. So she said, well, you have to give it back. It's got someone's name in it. It's a lot of money. You know, care for someone else. So he said, no, I'm a holy man. I can keep what I find. There's none of these things by people like us. And she was very disturbed. This is not a reliable person. I can't marry someone like this. If someone belongs to someone else, you've got to give it back. She learnt it in Arachim, and she broke off. She broke off, and she came back to Eretz Yisrael. She came from Lady. So you see here, amazing what a Shabbos Aveda can do. And I wish it Hatzlacha Rabba.
Amen.